Frustrations continue to mount at United Nations headquarters in New York as delegates try to push forward on the so-called Middle East peace process. UN Security Council members have spent countless meetings attempting to make progress, but the most recent report by UN staff in the region paints a bleak picture.
Despite international engagement and support, very little concrete progress has been made on key issues outlined in Security Council Resolution 1860.
Resolution 1860 was meant to bring about a lasting and durable peace for the volatile region. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited Gaza immediately following the Israeli attacks in January. While there, Mr. Ban promised an end to the humanitarian crisis and a full investigation into attacks on UN facilities, where many civilians took refuge. Yet, with the reports now due, Mr. Ban seems to be changing his tone, as revealed by Press TV.
Will he make that report public in its entirety?
No. As I said, he's going to first examine the report and decide what to do about it then. This is a report directed to him.
Has he made any commitment to make any, maybe an executive summary?
I don't know at this point. I cannot answer that question. As I said, I will be able to answer it once the SG has read it.
Postponing a decision on whether or not to make the results of the UN investigation public begs the question, what is the Secretary General worried about? It seems that Western pressure is beginning to mount on Mr. Ban. Wednesday, the Secretary General issued a statement through his spokesperson, Michelle Montes, which raised some suspicions.
The Secretary General welcomes the formation of a new government in Israel and looks forward to working with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the full range of peace and security issues in the region.
The warm reception of a new government made up of officials that have openly expressed their desire to wage a deeper war on Gaza and the outright rejection of commitments made at Annapolis worried many delegations in New York. When asked why Mr. Ban would embrace such a hostile government, his spokesperson said the statement was more a reminder than embrace.
I will stand by what I just said. What I just read underlined our own commitments and the commitments that Israel has abided to.
With Benjamin Netanyahu now officially the Prime Minister of Israel and Avigdor Lieberman assigned the role of Foreign Minister, hopes for alleviating the suffering now taking place in Gaza and for the Middle East peace process overall have faded dramatically. Mike Mazzocco, Press TV, United Nations.